Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Do you feel like you're the Babe Ruth of the generation?
I feel like I'm Eloy, but it's feel proud. I feel proud when I'm blessed when someone who is around me think I'm the Babe Ruth. And I think him is Nolan Ryan because he throw hard. If he's not good in that game, next game he's gonna do better and better, and I think he's one of the best guy and best pitchers I've ever met.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. That's the voice of Eloy Jimenez.
You can call him Babe.
And he, of course, is talking about, I guess,
Eloy.
Babe before the hitting, pitcher Michael Kopech.
So Nolan Ryan and Babe Ruth, Sox rebuild's looking pretty good.
Well, only one available okay. At this point.
No pressure.
No pressure there.
No pressure at all.
That's not getting too carried away.
Listen, I'm very pleased for the White Sox. I think this is a good move. I feel good about it. And I think that it's a big win for everyone.
And this is an exciting day for the White Sox.
Let's get to the man who broke the story. Let's get to Hector Gomez joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Hector with Z101 Digital and Z Deportes. And he's the man that broke the story about Eloy Jimenez getting the 8-year extension, and we welcome him now. Hector, good morning. How
good
are
morning,
you?
Good morning, Hector.
Yeah, good morning, Michael and Debra. It's an honor for me to talk in the Chicago's most listening to sport radio station. I want to say that I feel very grateful for the support and follow-up that Chicago White Sox fans have given me. For example, when Manny Machado was almost to sign with Chicago White Sox, I thought that this is going to be a reality, but lately, San Diego Padres brought his offer to Machado. But I am very grateful for the support and follow-up of Chicago White Sox fans. Thank you very much.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you too, Hector. And then you were in on the Machado news early on with the offers and some of those reports. But I think the report about Eloy Jimenez being negotiating with the White Sox last week or so caught a lot of people off guard. Initially, it was reported, I think you had 8 years and $100 million, and that was where the negotiations were. How far back did these negotiations start, according to your reporting, and what kind of feedback did you get initially?
Yeah, the last week, I tweeted a report to talking about $100 million by the 8 years offer. Cause Eloy Jimenez agent, according to my source, talking about this amount and this 8 years, both Chicago White Sox understand that this offer is too expensive. And for that reason, yesterday, the source told me about this offer almost about $77 million by 8 years, including incentive. But this amount was talking about the Lois agents and Chicago White Sox that I tweeted last week. It was in the table, this offer $100 million by 8 years, according to my source. It was real.
And Hector, does this happen if they had been successful in trying to get Manny Machado? Is this a way of spending that money that they might not have done had Machado been signed?
Yeah, about Machado's offer, Chicago White Sox, I have to say that the difference that Machado's one side with Chicago White Sox, it was about the guaranteed money.
Right.
Because that was the trouble, because from 300 and 250, it was about $50 million guaranteed. That was the difference. To the night prior to Machado sign, I think that Machado is going to sign with Chicago White Sox, but the offer of $50 million more guaranteed of San Diego Padres, that was the difference that Machado signed with them.
Hector, according to your sources, who pushed this Eloy Jimenez contract the strongest and the most? Was it Eloy's side, or was it the White Sox wanting to lock him up long term?
I think about Eloy's Jimenez offer, because, you know, I have a little many sources that the most of them is the people that is parents of the player, or very person, a friend of each player of the Dominican Republic. So for that reason, the most of the time, I have this breaking news. And I am very, very grateful and proud that from my country, a sport journalist like me, that knows many more, is mentioned by some of the best sport journalists in the United States. But I think, for example, in our country, we think that Eloy Jimenez, as you know, is a top prospect of baseball. You know that the four main prospects in baseball are from Dominican baseball player. Vlad Guerrero is number one, Fernando Tatis Jr. number two, Eloy is the third, and Wander Franco of Tampa Bay Rays is the fourth. Eloy Jimenez for Dominican people is a model. He's a model, like person, like his family is very proud of him. And I think Eloy Jimenez is going to be one of our superstars in Major League Baseball. And Chicago White Sox, I think, for that reason, they give him this offer. Because he, like a person and like a player, we are so proud in the Dominican Republic to Eloy Jimenez.
And Hector, where will he play? Will he play left or right? And where will he bat in the lineup?
I think Eloy Jimenez is going to be in the lineup from the opening day. The last week, now when I was the news about offer of the $100 million by the 8 years, the most of the people talk about what Eloy, but he's going to down to AAA. It's a little hard to believe that he's going to be receive this offer of Chicago White Sox, because it was down to AAA. But I think Eloy Jimenez, according to my sources, is going to be from the first day, an opening day at Chicago White Sox, and I think he's going to be a good baseball player.
Hector, have you met Eloy, and how far back do you go with his family? Do you know his parents?
Excuse me?
Do you know Eloy? Have you met him, and do you have a relationship with his parents?
I think that Eloy Jimenez experience like a baseball player is going to be a good year, and I think that it's possible. I have a news for you. This afternoon, it's possible that I talk with Eloy Jimenez. If you want tomorrow to make a contact with Eloy Jimenez, I can to help you. That your fans of 670 The Score is going to listen. And if you want to make an interview tomorrow with Eloy Jimenez, I can to help you that this is going to be realized.
Let's do it. Hold on a second, Hector. Thank you for coming on, and
Thanks,
Dustin,
Hector.
Connect with you.
Appreciate it.
Our guy Dustin will make that happen. Wow,
he's talking to Eloy this afternoon.
Yeah, he's going to get him on with our show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.